lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey Systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey Systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our special guest today is Pastor David Whitney. We're going to talk about the Constitution of the United States. Why is it important? Because it's what separates the United States from every other nation. There's never been a nation before where the people acknowledge that freedom came from God and the governments were constituted among men to ensure our God-given rights. And, of course, the whole idea was that since our freedoms came from God, then the rights and the power of the central government had to be limited so that the people could be free. Because what a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave, and any government that can provide whatever you want has to be able to control whatever you have. So basically, unfortunately, the people in Washington, D.C., who have sworn to uphold the Constitution, hate it. They really have a fascist mentality. They want the federal government to regulate everything. They're creating all sorts of new financial czars, and President Obama being a figurehead for the fascists behind the scene, working through the Trilateral Commission, the Brotherhood of Darkness, are intent upon just destroying the very structure of our nation. And there's little opposition from Congress today. Either the congressmen don't understand, or they're afraid to speak out because they know if they do, the party will come after them, or the government will come after them, or the FBI will come after them and set them up with a sting operation. And I don't believe that we should have corrupt congressmen, but I don't think we ought to be setting up sting operations to entrap certain congressmen that the government doesn't like. Because most of them are accepting campaign contributions and then voting right along with the people who gave them the campaign contributions. And the only way we would limit that is just to stop campaign contributions from anybody who wants to get anything from the government. But what do you think the chances are of that happening? Well, it's sort of like, a snowball in Hades. But let's go ahead and hear what Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution has to tell us today about our precious and vital Constitution. Go right ahead, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be with you and with your audience that cares about what's going on in the political realm. And we want to look this afternoon at one of the most important parts of the Constitution. We're in Article 1, and let me just briefly review Sections 2 through 6 and then 7, and we'll jump into Article 1, Section 8. The most important part of the Constitution is Article 1, Section 8. But let me just mention that Sections 2 through 6 of Article 1 all deal with the legislative branch, and they provide for the composition of the House and the Senate. They establish the authority of each House to determine its own procedures as well as its own discipline. Section 6 of Article 1 ensures that Congress shall be free to discuss all matters protecting congressmen and senators from being sued for what they say on the floor of the House or of the Senate. It also preserves a separation of powers by providing that no congressman may simultaneously hold another federal office. So that would be an obvious conflict of interest if they're a senator or congressman and hold another office in the federal government. And then Section 7 deals with the legislative process, that revenue bills are to originate in the House, that is, those most directly representing the people. And, of course, the Senate must concur before anything moves forward in the revenue process. Also, that legislation, all legislation, starts in Congress. The President cannot initiate anything. He can only suggest, which often he does in the annual State of the Union address, suggest what he would like to see, but it's only a suggestion. The senators and congressmen ought to do what they know is best, what they know is constitutional, not necessarily what the president is suggesting. Now, of course, the president does have a check against the legislative branch, and that is the veto power. He may veto the bill, it says in the text of Section 7 of Article 1, which implies the entire bill must be vetoed, which means a line-item veto, which I know was touted quite a bit at various points in the past decade and a half, that people felt it would be great if the president had a line-item veto. It's really not constitutional. The only way to create a line-item veto constitutionally would be to amend the Constitution and give president the power to veto line item by line item. And then Congress, of course, may override any presidential veto by a two-thirds vote of both houses. That is, two-thirds of the House and then two-thirds of the Senate must vote to overturn a veto that the president has issued against any piece of legislation they put forward. Now, let's come to Article 1, Section 8. Now, if you don't have much time to study the Constitution, which you certainly all should, but if you just need to get right to the meat of the matter, Article 1, Section 8 is the most important article to read, or part of the article to read, because it limits the 18 things. These are the only 18 things that Congress has power to do. In other words, the whole federal government is limited by Article 1, Section 8 to just this list of 18 things. If it's not on this list of 18 things, the federal government has no business doing it. They cannot take, they legally cannot take any taxpayers' money to spend for anything that's not on this list. And
we can't, we shouldn't be bailing out AIG and
right?
then transferring $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs, which incidentally, of course, the Henry Paulson, who picked up AIG for the government, said it was too big to fault. Henry Paulson was the CEO of AIG and, pardon me, a CEO of Goldman Sachs. And so then he, says, well, we can't let Goldman, the AIG go bankrupt, and so we pick up all their obligations. And so we give them the money, and then they give it to his corporation, Goldman Sachs, that he has stock in. Would anybody think that might be a conflict of interest? $12.5 billion of taxpayer money goes to Goldman Sachs, and $12.5 billion goes to J.P. Morgan Chase. And, of course, all of these are tied into the Trilateral Commission, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. There is no justification. This is against the Constitution. There is no place in Article 1, Section 8 that allows Congress or anybody else to authorize money to be given to private corporations to enrich the rich and, of course, impoverish the poor. But go right ahead.
And there's so many things. Actually, I think it's the Heritage Foundation that did a study on this. The things that are done by our federal government today, 90% and more of them are illegal because they're not permitted by the list of 18 things here in Article 1, Section 8, the entire Department of Education. It's illegal. It's against the law. EPA, OSHA, you go down the laundry list of federal programs and bureaucracies that are illegal. It's enormous. And so it's no wonder that our budget's in the trillions when we're spending money that is illegally being taken and illegally being spent. Well, number one in Article 1, Section 8 is that Congress may tax and spend for three specific purposes. First, for the payment of debt. That is, at the time that the Constitution was being debated and ratified, there was still outstanding debt from the War for Independence. And it's an honorable thing for a country to say, we're going to pay the debts, even though we're making a change in government, which they really were, from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution, was a change in government. They decided, rightly so, that they were going to honor the debts that they had incurred in the previous government. Now, this is unusual because quite often in Europe, the new government would just, you know, say all the former debts that we ever had, we're not going to pay any of them. That was that government. Now we're a new government. But they were men of their word and with Christian principle to say if we entered an obligation, we indeed ought to fulfill that obligation. So payment of debts is the first thing, although that is a dangerous thing, particularly as we'll see in a moment, as it's linked with borrowing money as another power that Congress has granted. The second part of taxing and spending for is the common defense. That is, they recognized that all the European powers were greedily looking at the 13 former 13 colonies, now 13 states, recognizing these were an economic powerhouse, these had a great deal of wealth and resources, and they were likely to be attacked. They had Spain on the western frontier. Later on, Spain actually closed down the Mississippi to any trading on the part of the 13 states, and you had France in parts of the north, and Spain also in Florida, and, of course, England in Canada. So the European powers presented a threat that they knew might lead to war, which it actually did in the War of 1812 when Britain again attacked the 13 states. So common defense, they knew there needed to be the power to tax and spend for that purpose. The third purpose for which they were given power to tax and spend is for general welfare. And you need to underline that word general and understand very clearly our founders said general welfare means every single person must benefit. It cannot be specific welfare for one age group, one geographic group, one socioeconomic group. None of those are legal.
Or Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, each of which got $12.5 billion of our taxpayers' dollars. We'll be back in just a moment here with David Whitney. And but where is the outrage from our leaders? Why, it's definite in its silence. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And we're talking about the fact that we would not have the problems in America today if the American people understood Article 8, pardon me, I should say Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, because Section 8 delineates what the government can do, what its powers are, and any powers not specifically listed in this segment in Section 8 of the Article 1 are certainly reserved to the states and the people. So as Pastor Whitney had said, most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional. It is illegal because there are people there who want a fascist society. And these are people of great wealth working in conjunction with the major banks and the major corporations. But I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness because their real loyalty is not to America, but to this dream of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. Go right ahead, David.
Well, if you look at the Constitution and say, wait a minute, general welfare is the only thing they're permitted to tax and spend for. How is it now that more than 90% of the spending of our federal government is in violation of the original intent, the original understanding, what the text of the Constitution actually says? Well, what happened is there was a series of Supreme Court cases, and again, the Supreme Court, Dr. Stan, as you said, has been infiltrated and basically taken over by these people who seek to establish a new world order and destroy our form of government. It's interesting to compare the year 1936 with the year 1937. This is the period of time where FDR was packing the Supreme Court, changing its composition and its philosophy. In 1936, in the case U.S. v. Butler, the general welfare, it stated, the Supreme Court case stated, the general welfare implies government may not tax and spend for specific welfare of individuals, regions, or socioeconomic groups, or to regulate under the guise of taxation. The power to confer or withhold unlimited benefits is the power to coerce or destroy, end quote. That's what the Supreme Court said in 1936, and they were right, because they were interpreting the Constitution according to the actual text of the Constitution, according to what the founders said that the Constitution actually said. Consider what happened the next year, though, 1937, in a case that came before the Supreme Court called Steward Machine Company v. Davis. And in this case, and in subsequent decisions, basically the Supreme Court held that Congress may tax some groups and subsidize other groups, all because the subsidized groups will spend more money and thus they'll stimulate the general welfare. And basically this decision of the Supreme Court, because it's followed by subsequent decisions, it has eliminated the distinction between general welfare and specific welfare, and now it's been effectively written out of the Constitution and how the federal government practices things, and it has a vastly expanded government power. It's illegal. They're breaking the law, and what should have happened after Steward Machine Company v. Davis is those Supreme Court justices should have been impeached and the opinion overturned to prove that they were absolutely wrong. You cannot make the phrase general welfare disappear such that Congress can tax and spend for any old reason they please, which is basically what they're doing today in violation of the Constitution. And this is the way it often is. The Constitution is very clear. Its language is specific. If we understand the terms as they were understood by those who wrote those terms, we will have a safe and our God-given rights will be secured and protected. But if you allow the changing of the meaning of these words, and this is typically done by the Supreme Court, you'll have a subversion of the entire process, and that is indeed what's happened today. Well, moving from item number one of the 18, they can tax and spend for those three purposes, payment of debts, common defense, general welfare. Second power granted to Congress is to borrow money. This is a very dangerous power, particularly as we see today trillions of dollars being borrowed. And indeed, I don't think our founders ever envisioned that the kind of borrowing that's taking place today would actually happen, where they're borrowing into the future generations and bankrupting our nation by what they're doing. The third power is to regulate commerce. One of the problems during the period of time of the Articles of Confederation is the states were treating one another as foreign nations, and so they were taxing the imports from one state to another and all of that kind of thing. The result was that the trade between the states was an enormous problem. To solve that problem, Congress was given the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations, with Indian tribes, and among, that is, between the several states. This is called interstate commerce. And interstate commerce is very different than intrastate commerce. That is, trade within the state. If you manufacture a good in your own state, you don't sell it outside your state. You actually sell it within your state. Well, there's nothing that Congress was granted any power here by this article to have any influence or control or regulation over that commerce that did not actually move from one state to another. And this understanding and clear explanation of the Constitution was changed, again, which shouldn't surprise us, it was changed by a Supreme Court opinion. And again, it wasn't really changed, that is, the ruling powers gave themselves permission to violate the Constitution, and they got the Supreme Court to be their excuse to violate it. And this was a case in 1918 in Hammer v. Dagenhart, as well as another case during 1936, again, that very significant year, and that was Carter v. Carter Cole. And basically they said in these two cases that Congress cannot regulate intra-state production, that is, within a state, under the guise of regulating interstate commerce. And that idea was the constitutional idea that our founders established very clearly. Now, the next year, 1937, another case that came before the Supreme Court where they completely reversed what the true constitutional understanding was. That is in Jones, the Jones and Laughlin Steel, it's NRL, National Labor Relations Board v. Jones and Laughlin Steel in 1937, they said Congress can regulate labor disputes. There was a strike that took place, and labor disputes can be regulated in intra, that is within a state, steel production when necessary to ensure the free flow of steel in interstate production of any goods which ultimately are intended for interstate commerce. That is, if you produce a bar of steel, you sell it to another company within your own state. That company then, in turn, manufactures it into an item, and that item is going to be sold in another state. They're saying you, the one originally producing the bar of steel, Congress can now regulate you. This is completely a violation of what the text of the Constitution says here in Article 1, Section 8. And it got even worse than that as the years rolled along. 1942 was a really egregious case. This is Wickard v. Filburn in the Supreme Court. And here a farmer was producing grain on his farm, and he's feeding it to his own pigs. He wasn't trading with anybody in this transaction. It was going into the pigs on his own farm, and he wasn't selling it to the grain elevator. Congress, the Supreme Court ruled, can regulate that farmer and the production of his grain that he feeds to his own cattle because, well, these livestock on that farm may someday be sold potentially in another state, and therefore his production of grain is controlled by Congress.
I think people have to understand that little by little, this is a long-range plan to establish a dictatorship in America, but even in those days are those who wanted a fascist society. We've got to understand this is long-range planning. There really are people out there, and they've been working for generations to destroy the infrastructure of our nation.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Pastor David Whitney, and we're talking about the Constitution. We're talking about Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which David says, and I would echo what he says, this is the most important part of the Constitution because it lists 18 things that the government can do, and all the other things that the government does are unconstitutional and being done by the subversive element that controls our nation today. And our enemy is not sitting at a cave in Pakistan or sitting at an office in Moscow or an office in Beijing. The people who have actually financed the man in Pakistan, people who have financed and kept in power the tyrants in both Russia and in communist China are sitting on Wall Street and in Washington, D.C., and we must understand that they are using the threat of terrorism and communism and epidemics and all these things, the financial crisis, to justify increasing the power of government over the lives of the American people as we move from freedom to fascism. That is not happening by accident. It's very real. And you must understand, and you must help us get the information out about the Trilateral Commission, about the Brotherhood of Darkness, about our Constitution, which is our only guarantee of freedom. Go right ahead, David.
And you know, as the Supreme Court made those decisions in 1937, they were actually changing our form of government unconstitutionally. Yes, they could have changed the form of government and how the Constitution works, but they had to amend it according to the amendment process. But they knew they would never get any such amendment through with the American people, so they went the illegal route. That is, they had the judges make this unconstitutional ruling now that basically obliterates the distinction between interstate, that's between states, commerce, and intra, that is within one individual state, commerce. The Constitution gave them no such power to intermeddle or interfere with a business that is producing goods that are sold in the same state in which those goods are produced. Basically, the Supreme Court obliterated that distinction, giving the federal government the free rein to go and regulate every single business in the entire country, down to the smallest little mom-and-pop store and to the farmer who doesn't sell anything out of state. All those businesses came under the whole egregious laundry list of federal things, OSHA and EPA, and on it goes, of tyrannical, abusive powers that the federal government has taken unto itself that are not constitutional, until the American people stand up and say, we will not tolerate this violation of the Constitution. These sort of things will continue. That's number three on the list of 18. We go quickly here. Number four is to make rules for naturalization. That is, if somebody comes into our country legally, and Congress is to determine what is a legal migration into the country and how a person moves from an immigrant to becoming a citizen. And they have rules. They have laws. They're not enforcing any of those laws, as they're basically erasing our southern and northern border, allowing anybody to walk across that border, including terrorists and so on. But that's Congress's job, to make the rules, pass the laws for naturalization. In that same statement is passing laws for bankruptcy. Naturalization and bankruptcy are laws that are in the purview of Congress. The fifth is to coin money and to regulate the value, fix weights and measures. This is extremely important. We'll see when we look later at section 9 of our Article 1 that it's very clear that the money being spoken of is gold and silver alone. It's gold and silver alone. That's why it uses the phrase coin money, not print money. What they're doing in the printing presses of the Treasury Department is illegal. You cannot print money. You can only coin money, which means gold and silver are the only constitutional money. And when the American people had a gold and silver standard for their money, people used to talk about the almighty dollar, because the dollar had a fixed standard and the dollar was not subject to inflation like other fiat currencies elsewhere in the world. Since we've been delinked, first from gold in 1971 when Nixon closed the gold window internationally speaking, then the dollar's value has continued to plummet. People see it as inflation. It's not really inflation. It's debasing of the currency. Congress has no power and no legitimate function in debasing currency. They're to keep gold and silver as the only fixed money. And then they also fix weights and measures. There's a Bureau of Standards here in Maryland that if you want to know exactly how long 36 inches is, you can go there and see if your yardstick matches their yardstick and all the other weights and measures, the purpose being, of course, for commerce, that there will be a standardized fixed system of weights and measures that everybody is working off the same standard, thus justice is done in economic transactions. And by the way, that's the whole point of having gold and silver as the fixed standard there. You know what is justly and what the price is if it's fixed in gold and silver. If you have the fiat currency we have today, with trillions of dollars being printed and pumped into it, today that dollar may be worth something, and a year from now it may be worth half or less than half of that, as hyperinflation will be inevitable with the enormous printing press push that's taking place right now. Sixthly, they have the power to punish counterfeiting. The problem is today the federal government has become the counterfeiters through the Federal Reserve. They're printing counterfeit currency all the time. It's what that thing in your pocket that we call a greenback or a Federal Reserve note, it's counterfeit. Why? It's not backed by gold or silver, therefore it's a complete counterfeit. Instead of punishing the counterfeiters, which is what their job is, Congress has become complicit in counterfeiting by establishing the Federal Reserve and giving them all this power to print money out of thin air. Number seven, the power to establish post offices and post roads. This was a power very important in that day because communications and transportation was mostly by water. Water was the highway to get around, and they recognized that there was a need for transportation for communications, especially postal communications to establish those postal roads. Eighthly, they were to establish rules for copyright and patents. This is very reflective of God's law, thou shalt not steal. You could steal somebody's idea, that is, intellectual property can be stolen. And so not to have a 13 different standards of copyright and patents, they would have one standard that would apply to all states. And actually, this is one of the wisest things they did, because it suddenly meant anybody that was an inventor could have their invention protected for a certain number of years that they would profit thereby, which meant America became the engine of the Industrial Revolution and many other things, because people knew their invention here in America would be protected for a period of time and they could make a profit off that invention where other countries around the world did not do so, and people would have their inventions and their ideas stolen left and right. Number nine, they could establish federal courts below the Supreme Court. Now, here's a very important principle. The Supreme Court is the only federal court that is required by the Constitution. In other words, the entire federal court system could be wiped out today constitutionally by Congress. Only the Supreme Court needs to remain constitutionally. And so when the congressmen wring their hands and say, oh, we can't do anything about that ninth district out there making all these unconstitutional rulings, oh, our hands are tied. No, they're not. That's an absolute lie. It says here they have the power to establish or to disestablish courts that are inferior to the Supreme Court on the federal level. Number 10, they have the power to define and punish piracy and felonies on the high seas and violations of the laws of nations, recognizing this is not something that should be done by any one of the individual 13 states. It really has to be done with all the states together. Otherwise, you have different standards of definition for piracy and what is a felony on the high seas and so on. You need a standardized law that happens in that realm, because it's not in the jurisdiction specifically of any one particular state. And so here is an area, again, where they're reflecting the view of God's law is supreme, and God's law is required of all nations. All nations are subject to the laws of nature and of nature's God, and therefore God's law applies to other nations and applies on the high seas. Number 11 out of the list of 18 is the power to declare war. Only Congress can declare war, and only a declared war by Congress is a legitimate constitutional war. Now, there hasn't been a declared war by Congress since World War II, which means all the subsequent wars since World War II were unconstitutional, illegal actions, militarily speaking.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this hour right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, how they can take the course online, and how they can actually begin to learn how to teach others about our amazing Constitution.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, what I'm sharing with you on the air here is just a segment of the whole course called our Foundations course at Institute on the Constitution that teaches people what the founding document said, what the view of law and government was of our founders, and gives them a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, the essential tools you need to rein in the tyranny and to turn back and restore our constitutional republic. And so we're encouraged, as people across the country are getting this host kit. Really, you're not teaching the class. You're putting in lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo and two lectures by David Barton. And the host kit contains everything you need to, in a turnkey fashion, start a class in your community. We're doing a class this summer in a northern area of Baltimore because people are interested, especially with the taxpayer movement. They're interested in how can we rein in this out-of-control federal government. So we encourage people to get a hold of our host kit and conduct a class. You can go to our website and purchase it online by going to iotconline.com. That's our website at an Institute on the Constitution. It is iotconline.com. And there, just click host kit right at the top of the page if you want to purchase it by phone rather than actually going online to order it. You can call us toll-free during working hours Monday to Friday. And the toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And we're encouraged, as people all over the country are actually conducting classes in their community and raising up an army of People who understand the Constitution and understand what our federal government is doing in violation of that Constitution every single day of the week. Well, we mentioned that declaring war was the 11th power granted to Congress. In addition to that was to grant letters of marque and reprisal, things that are kind of unfamiliar to us. But this would be to say if there's an attack going on the high seas of our American shipping, that Congress could grant letters of marque and reprisal to individual. The ships would be called privateers. They would be armed. They would go out, and they would attack the pirates. They would capture the pirates and take the pirates' goods and restore them to their rightful owners. And so this is kind of like a private army in a sense that Congress is commissioning. In fact, this was done during the war with the Barbary pirates that ultimately led to further conflict. And this, by the way, was the only constitutional response appropriate to 9/11 because we were not attacked by any country. Supposedly, we're attacked by a group of terrorists, mostly from Saudi Arabia, so why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? You know, it wasn't a country. It was a group of terrorists. And indeed, this guy in a cave was the source of that attack. Ron Paul, the only one who proposed the constitutional response, his proposal was that we grant letters of marque and reprisal so private individuals could go on a bounty hunt, basically, and get Osama bin Laden if he truly was the source of these attacks. That was the only appropriate response, not to, they didn't declare a war, they gave a empowering legislation supposedly to allow the president essentially to declare war. That is completely unconstitutional, and they did not follow the provisions our founders designed there in the case when you're not specifically attacked by a country, but by a group of terrorists. Well, the number 12 power is directly related to that, and that is to raise and support armies. Armies, by the way, is a very generic term for all non-naval forces, so this would be broad enough to include something like the Air Force. And by the way, to raise and support armies, there was a 2-year limitation on the funding for that army that they were to raise, indicating it was to be a temporary army. Our founders feared standing armies. They had just suffered a war from a standing army. They knew what a professional, quote-unquote, army was all about, and it was about tyrannizing the citizens of one's nation, and they were not going to tolerate a standing army. The army was only to be called up and raised, it was not a standing army, only raised when there was a direct attack or a direct threat of an attack upon our country. And every 2 years, the limitation is important because how often do congressmen stand for re-election? Every 2 years, which means if they declared war and the American people did not want to be involved in that war, the American people basically could have a referendum on the war with the next congressional election. Vote out those who voted for the war. Vote in those who will bring an end to the war. And we know the popularity of the war in the Middle East today has waned to a very low level, that if there were such a referendum, most Americans would be voting against it.
And, of course, we did have a referendum on the war. That's why the people voted for the Democrats and for the Barack Obama, who promised to end the war and bring our troops home. And, of course, what did Barack Obama did?
Yep.
Well, he's decided to keep our troops in Iraq, non-combat troops, of course, and then expand the war in Afghanistan. And now the Democrats, who previously voted consistently against the war, are now voting for it. And the Republicans, who voted consistently in favor of the war, are voting against it. And it's all a scam to give the American people the feeling that we really can influence what our congressmen do. And until they know they're going to be voted out for supporting this war, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they're going to continue doing it.
Amen. Well, number 13 is to provide and maintain a Navy. They recognize that a Navy had to be a more permanent force. You just don't build a ship overnight, especially in those days with wooden ships and the time it took to put them into service. So they recognized maintaining a Navy was a more permanent thing, but you didn't have to have a permanent army. The army was based upon the militia of each of the several states. When that militia was needed, it was called up from the states to federal service. When it was not needed, it remained under the power of the states, and all the people were not professionals. They had their own businesses and went about their duties as militia members when called into those militia situations. Otherwise,
David, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're out of time, but
we'll have to continue
this next time when we once again have David Whitney with us talking about Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, the most important part of the Constitution. Thanks very much, David.
God bless you, Dr.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, I do hope you've enjoyed the interview, the monthly interview, we have David Whitney because understanding the Constitution is seminal to understand what's really going on in America today and the subversive element that is working at the highest level of our government, people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and hate individual freedom. And we've got a great new DVD, Sydney, on Obama. It's called Abomination Part 1, and it simply goes in the seven parts to it. It simply goes into Reverend Wright, who was for 20 years President Obama's minister, and Reverend Wright's intense hatred of the United States. Why would Barack Obama sit there for 20 years and hear Reverend Wright repeatedly say, "God damn America, God damn America"? Well, because I feel that he must agree with him. But, of course, he's not going to tell the American people that. He's working as a subversive element in Washington, D.C. to create a fascist society, all power with a ruling elite, and to destroy the very fabric of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, let's suggest that if you really want to understand what's going on today, you have to understand the spiritual forces at work. The first thing I'd like to suggest is Patrick Wood's excellent DVD. It's on the Trilateral Commission. It's the talk he gave at the Radio Liberty Conference last year in October, but it's very much up to date. It really goes into who the Trilateral Commission is and how the banks affiliated with the Trilateral Commission and the financial institutions associated with the Trilateral Commission created this current recession. Then, of course, you need to see my DVD PowerPoint presentation on the financial Armageddon and get the syllabus that goes with that at a reduced price. You need to have the facts, and you need to see how they're doing it, and you need to know why they're doing it, and lastly, you need to know who Barack Obama really is. I mean, do you really know who he is? Well, if you hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, I don't tell you who I think he is. I will tell you who they think he is, and that is the people from the Luciferian organizations who've written extensively about Barack Obama. But you're never going to hear this from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or certainly on Glenn Beck or any of the others. So that's Financial Armageddon, the DVD, and, of course, the syllabus. My talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. My talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. All of these things are vitally important to understand what's going on. So that's the Trilateral Commission, the DVD by Pat Wood, Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day. And, of course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect.